Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a sunny Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
You are in Chicago.
Yeah. And it's kind of humid.
It's humid. It's May... What is today? The 11th? May 11th. It's Wednesday, May 11th. It's 9:30 for you, 10:30 for me.
Yeah, it's just a weird feeling in my house, maybe because there's warm temperatures.
Okay.
I haven't felt that in here yet, but I feel like sticky.
So you went from cold forever to sticky.
Yep.
I was there sticky a few weeks ago. Warm. I had to wear my winter coat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's awful.
Monday wasn't so warm either.
What was it on Monday?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not fantastic. Warm.
How has the hungry brain been going?
It's been going good.
Okay. What were the highlights?
Last night.
Yeah.
Went very well, I think.
Last night was the 8x8 showcase, but it was a special podcast edition. So every single person on the show is either a regular on a podcast or does a podcast or something like that.
Yes.
Who was not good? Were there any lulls in the night?
The beginning.
We won't say who that is. Fantastic. If people want to figure out who it was in the beginning, we might be posting that show depending on the audio quality of it.
Especially because they all have podcasts.
Yes. Exactly. They will probably be listening. They'll figure it out. Who was good? I shouldn't have asked the bad. Let's go with the good. Who was good?
Well, of course, Fritz.
Oh, James Fritz was there.
Junior was there. Hadn't seen his bits in a while.
How was the readings? Instead of having improv or sketch, this time we had two readers in addition.
Ben Tanzer killed it.
Ben was good.
Ben was great.
Fantastic. People liked Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
He had a really funny reading.
I will note that down. Ben's been on the show before. Invite Ben back. Good.
But he had a great... He knew what to bring.
That's awesome. I will compliment him on that.
They also... Wood Sugars did a sketch, which I thought was funny.
But not a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
That's okay. Were they nice people?
Oh, they were very nice.
Would you like to have Wood Sugars back?
Oh, why not?
I'll write that. Invite.
They did. What I liked is they did a freak show sketch. But it's so they had one guy as the ringmaster.
Okay.
And then they had these freaks. He introduced freaks, which it was all weird stuff, like a passive aggressive. Ah, crap.
Freak.
I'm gonna ruin it now. Yeah, it was like a passive aggressive something or other.
Okay.
Oppressed person or something. I forget.
Fantastic. How was the music? How was Baron Von Something?
Oh, Baron Von Something was good.
Good. Fantastic.
I didn't even know he played instruments, although I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's,
not know that.
He's good. He doesn't like... okay, so Matt is the guy that is Baron Von Something.
Yes.
Baron Von Something is his band. He also does Coach House Sounds, but he doesn't like Never the Two Shall Meet type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It seems a little, it'd be a little self-indulgent.
Exactly. So he's doing, I think, the right thing. And that's very, very awesome. So how was the week before? How was, I think, Dan Moore and the Plastic Collective?
That was interesting.
That was interesting? Who was good?
I thought they were both all right. I like Dan Moore, but Dan Moore he's more of like a cabaret.
He is.
Piano, like he took his shoes off and was dancing around.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I liked it, but it was just something I hadn't seen at the Brain, so it was just weird.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little distracted. My cat's jumping into my suitcase, which I keep all of my gear.
Oh, okay. Like, I was going to say, do you live out of a suitcase?
I essentially do. If you've ever come to the live show, you've probably seen me with a carry-on suitcase. All in that suitcase is all of my like recording equipment. So every time
you should do a bit. Record a bit of you just wandering with your suitcase.
I might. I've worn out wheels on one suitcase thus far this year. So I've had to switch suitcases already. It's not going well.
You can't buy replacement wheels?
I don't know. I'm thinking about buying rollerblade wheels. I think they might last longer. I'm not joking.
Buy neon pink ones.
That'd be great. That way I could tell when it's mine if my bag ever gets checked on a plane.
Oh, I was trying to be funny. But
no, that's just a good idea. That's a very good idea. But not the neon kinds, because I think if I got the neon clear sign, they would just turn into black wheels really quickly. But if they were just straight up pink, that might work longer. There you go.
Well, no, if they're neon green, they're going to turn a weird, ugly brown.
Yeah, and that's not cool. Whatever.
It's no longer radical.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever neon.
There are no radical rollerblade colors anymore. That is the theme. Show.
The ways of neon.
Yeah.
Lights or colors.
You have an exciting day planned of nail getting duns.
Yes, I'm getting my nails did.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. It's sister. I think did.
Yep.
But I'm always embarrassed to go because my feet are horrendous.
Yeah.
I almost want to, like, apologize. Like, I'm sorry, my feet are horrible and you have to touch them.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. I could not do it.
Sorry. Yeah, bless those people. Bless them, because I couldn't touch people's feet.
I'm a little all over the map today, trying to figure out what I have to do. In theory, today will be the first day the Brighty Shunk Things column of mine premieres, so I'm consistently checking that website, seeing if it's been posted. And I'm working on some other stuff too. It's very odd right now. Brighty Shunk Things, for those of you not in Chicago or not in DC, I should say, is like the website for DC. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the Pitchfork-ish thing. I don't know. It's weird to, I don't really know exactly what to call it. Anyways, they're doing this pop-up space in, May to June. It's like the middle of May to the middle of June. And I'm doing at least two events there. One of me, I'm reading Pump Up the Volume from start to finish. And the
Wait,
other,
that's a book?
No, I'm reading the script. I'm doing Brandon Weatherby Reads the Classics Volume 2, Pump Up the Volume. And then I'm also yeah, fuck you, Merle. And then I'm also doing
hope you catch the Christian Slater, nuances.
I think it's going to be... I might be able to get Christian Slater. His show was just canceled today.
I know. I feel so bad.
Did you watch it?
No.
Exactly. Why do you care?
I don't know, because it looked funny. I don't even remember what day it was on.
There's a reason no one remembered what day it
was on. But they also canceled Lie to Me.
That's true. They did cancel Lie to Me, which Kelsey would occasionally watch. So.
I really enjoyed that show. We TiVo'd it.
Why?
I like Tim Roth.
Tim Roth is an interesting character. Did it run long enough to get into syndication?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's maybe two seasons, I think.
That's not long enough.
Yeah, that's not enough. I've
maybe
seen them all.
Two seasons. That's just a disappointment. Lie to Me. You've let me down. Lie to Me.
But I like Lie to Me, so I don't know what they...
What did you like about it?
I was strangely attracted to Tim Roth.
Well, it's not strange. He's an attractive man.
Well, he's kind of...
he's an older gent.
Kind of weird looking.
Is he?
Kinda.
That's fair.
In an... I don't know. There's something... I think it's the accent.
I don't think he's a weird looking.
It bumps him up a few.
Yeah, that's definitely points. True.
But no, I also liked it because they always did those things where if they were investigating someone and they did some weird... tick, like they looked angry and they were like clenching their jaw or something, they would then put pictures of people who also did that.
Yeah,
in,
they
like,
would
the president,
of course,
Sarah Palin.
I liked that. That had to make the job quite difficult.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I'm sure a lot of research had to go into every show and all that crap.
Yeah. Do you share the microphone you use? Like
yes.
So who does John use it as well or something?
No.
I'm using.
I don't, why?
I'm smelling my microphone and it smells like the sewer or something's wrong with it, and I don't know how to clean it. But I'm the only one that uses
can.
It. Yeah, I'm not using. I'm using a MXL 990 for those of you with Google. And
I think you just said that you spit on your mic too much and your breath smells.
I think yeah, it's just like. Can I fix this problem?
I don't know. Febreze it. I
think that might ruin the actual microphone, though.
Well, then Febreze it in a way as if you're spitting on it.
I don't think I could do that.
Because you spitting on it apparently has not ruined it.
I keep smelling it, like, and it's not getting any better. And I don't think there's anything I could do. I think I need to smoke more around it or something just to mask the awful sewer smell.
But then it would smell like a smoky sewer.
That's fine. I'd rather have that.
You'd rather have smoky sewer.
Yep, because I could identify the sewer. Or I could identify the smoke, and I can't identify the sewer smell.
That's gross.
Very disturbing. I don't know what to do, but I'm
or
not
Or did
having
you drop time. It in a sewer?
I might have.
Or you down in the sewers again.
It doesn't smell like anything else. It doesn't... I don't... it's not right. It's just not a good...
Wait, you should smell it. Smell it like a dog would.
Like that? Jeez. Well, at least no one else uses it, so I will not be replacing this microphone.
Ugh. Put a thing on it or something.
It's too light. It's already got the smell. And it's too big to have a spit guard on it.
Yeah, you can't put a fluffy thing on it?
I might be able to put I could probably put the one that you put in front of it, not attached to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that spit guard?
Yeah.
Or no, the popping guard, isn't it?
I think they're both, but that might work. I might do that. I'll invest in a popping guard. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but you still have to, get next to it and smell it.
Well, no, I'll smell the popping guard, and that's easy to spray because that's not attached to anything electronic.
Oh, I see. Oh, and then you can put breeze in.
Exactly. That's what I will do, but I wonder if it'll sound any better. Anyways, we'll figure that out. I have a weird backyard situation. I live on the third floor, but I also live on the ground floor because of we're built into a hill. There's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous yard that I'm looking at right now. And there's some berries on a tree I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy,
don't eat them.
Crazy, crazy blue. Like they don't look healthy in any way.
Yeah, don't eat them.
I can see flowers and beautiful things. We're the only apartment that has access to this building. The other week, I think last Tuesday night, actually, Kelsey, a friend of ours, and I went outside for the first time with, a table, and that's it. Within, a half an hour, four neighbors had called the landlord on us. This is around 11 o'clock at night. So I want to know why they called the landlord on us. Is it because we're not supposed to be using the property? Is it because we were being too loud? I could assure you we were not being too loud. Once we were inside, we were being much too loud, and no one cared. What is the proper...
I think it's because you were probably being too loud.
I don't think we were. We were essentially whispering. We had an iPod on at the lowest volume possible to have some sort of sound, and it was not loud. Once we were inside, we were extremely loud, and the windows were open, and no one complained.
Yeah, but that's different because you got walls.
Okay.
Stuff that the sound bounces off of. When you're outside, I mean, it just, it goes off.
Do you think I should be offended by this in any way?
Well, how do you know? What did the landlord say?
It wasn't the landlord. It's the guy that works for the landlord, the guy that works in the building. Awesome dude. He's like, I'm really sorry. I've had a call. Could you guys head back and, keep it down?
Well,
of
there you
course.
Go. You were being noisy.
Or he's like, you're not supposed to be out here. And we're like, should we go? And he's like, no, it's fine. He didn't say we were being noisy, actually. He said, you're not supposed to be out here.
Why not?
We don't know. That's
why.
Why
did you ask?
I don't know. Because I didn't talk to him. Kelsey did. I was outside, and he knocked on the door. She had to go back in through the window. It's not like a door situation. We go through the window.
You go? See, I think that's one of the signs you may not be able to be there.
Well,
if you can't go through a door...
That won't work either because the land is actually higher than where the door would be. Does that make sense?
Oh my god. Do you live like gnomes or something?
We live on the third floor, but we live in a hill.
I just feel like you're gnomes and
oh, it's great.
You're like fucking Fraggle Rock.
It's beautiful because it's just great.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm wondering why you don't have a door to this area.
Because it's not necessary.
Is there a door to this area?
No, there's no door to this area. This area is maintained.
People just hop out of their window?
No, no one uses it. It's just for us.
Well, I would ask the landlord. But then if he says, oh, you can't be there because of that, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, I don't think we should have to ask, though. Because we've been out there before during the day, not in the evening, and no one's cared. But then no one's seen us.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Different. Yeah.
So we don't know. Either way, we're definitely going to be using it more and more. Fuck them.
Although I think it's funny that they called the landlord.
I did too. We weren't.
Rather than telling you.
It was really funny. Because we kind of made a point. Let's see how loud we can get inside afterwards. No one cared. So I don't think it was a loud thing.
So what is out there?
Just grass and trees and bushes. It looks awesome.
Is there like an area, like a sidewalked area?
No, it's just foliage or whatever.
Hmm.
Foliage. Yeah, it's just that. And like when he's the only guy that we ever see back here because he occasionally like mows the grass once every few weeks because it's kind of like brush almost. So it's not meant for like it's not a common area for anybody. We're the only people that can access it.
Yeah,
I so why shouldn't we be able to go access it? Just because no one else has a yard, we shouldn't have a yard.
It's not fair.
It is. I do feel like they're just angry because we're not in a building like you. You're in like what an eight? There's like eight units in your building, six units in your building.
Five or six.
And you guys share like a common back patio area.
Well, actually, we share a back patio area with another building.
Okay, so there you go. That's like so. There's a shared common area.
Yes.
I'm in a situation where we are the only apartment on this floor, and I think there's like 10, let's say 8 apartments on this floor, and there's 5 floors, so there are 40 units, and we are the only one with a thing, with like a yard or something.
I think they're bitter.
That's what I think too, man. Oh, well.
We had people out in our area. I know it's the common area, but they were, it's just weird because our bedroom window.
Okay.
Is essentially, it's right at the level where, I mean, you could just bend over a little and go, hi,
yeah,
from outside. And I don't even know who it was, if it was the people across the way or there's stairs that go up to an apartment. I don't know if it was them, but they were sitting on our furniture.
Weird.
Talking loudly. They're having a party or something.
What day was it?
It was a weekend. It wasn't like, you know, it was a Tuesday. And people had to sleep, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like, I had taken a shower, and the curtain was down in the room, but I was just like, I can't even dress in here. I feel weird.
Yeah, I totally get that. I don't know how to act during that at all. I usually just stand in a weird way where no one could see me, like, between two rooms, like in a hallway.
Well, the thing was, they saw the light go on, and they're like, oh, someone's there. I'm like, oh, God.
I don't like it. Well,
yeah,
the point
and they
is,
were sitting on our furniture.
There's no way to win. Don't try with that stuff. God, this mic still smells weird. I don't know what to do. I'm writing notes down.
You should light a candle.
I was thinking about that too, but I don't know. I don't think it'll like soak in.
Well, no, it won't. It might detract. You know.
I don't
smelling sewer.
I think I'm in a lose-lose situation.
Or move out of the sewer. Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Shut up.
Oh, God. Are you telling me or you to shut up?
You.
All right.
You did a pun joke thing.
I know it was a joke thing. This doesn't smell good. What else is going on, Merle?
Bristol Palin's got a weird face now.
How did she have a weird face? No, I haven't seen
her. She got corrective jaw surgery.
All right.
So she's got a really pointy chin now.
Bristol Palin, plastic surgery.
She says, yeah, and she says it's only because her mouth, like her jaw, to fix her jaw. So it's aligned with her teeth.
Okay.
But, funny enough, she's got a reality show this summer.
Good for her?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Why? Are you mad?
No, I was just like, oh, yeah, no, I fixed my jaw because I fixed my teeth. Yet it dramatically changes my face.
But why do you... But do you want a reality show?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I have a pretty boring life. I don't know what... They would actually have to do things to make it interesting.
Would you, but let's say it's...
Because I'd be just sitting on the couch watching TV.
I don't... You really
would
want to...
Like, aren't you going to do anything today? I'm like, eh.
I don't think I'd want a reality show in any way ever.
I think it'd be fun.
Why would it be fun?
No.
I'm trying to find this Bristol Palin photo. Kind of.
It's just so big too. Her chin's just.
It is pointier.
She could really stab someone.
Her face wasn't bad before.
No, it was just really round.
She looked better before.
She would never. Her face before, she could never get away from that baby.
Oh, she'd look like Hayden Panettiere for her entire life.
Yeah, I guess.
The girl from Heroes.
But she looks weird now, I think.
Yeah.
With her big pointy chin.
Anything else?
It's like way pointy.
Way pointy chin. Let's see what happens when you type in way pointy chin into Google. I'm assuming Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's very Jay Leno-ish.
Way pointy chin images. We get no Jay Leno on the first page. We do get Salma Hayek.
Really?
I think it was labeled incorrectly. We get a Reese Witherspoon.
No.
We get one Natalie Portman.
No, these are really bad.
Yep, that's it.
Really badly tagged, labeled picture.
That's the first one. Way pointy chin. And then a weight loss thing. Or something. I don't know.
Did you know that they're doing studies about semen being an antidepressant?
No, I have not heard of this study. Continue the story.
It's gross.
Is that the whole story? It's gross?
No, it's... actually, they didn't even do like science studies. It was a psychologist.
Okay.
Who published a paper, and he said that not only were females who were having sex without condoms less depressed, but depressive symptoms and suicide attempts among females who used condoms were proportional to the consistency of condom use.
Okay, so that's not like giving head, that's just fucking.
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. Yeah, but it's different.
I wonder if it's different. Like shooting alcohol in your butt.
Maybe it's like that,
yeah.
Gets
you drunk really fast.
Maybe you're just more worried about pregnancy and STDs than depressed.
Yeah.
Like, I was sad and now I'm worried. No longer depressed. No?
No, well, wouldn't it be the same?
No. Oh, are you kidding me? No, absolutely
wouldn't
not.
Wouldn't it make you depressed?
Oh, no, it'd make you worried. And when you're worried, you can't be as depressed. Your mind
so
can
that's
only...
all it is? They just...
They trade off.
Change the...
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
I just think it's weird that it's a fucking psychologist.
Why?
Because shouldn't they be doing, you know, science studies?
What is science? That is science.
You know, like testing semen.
Well, no, that's a test.
For its depressive
that
quality.
That totally works.
And then making it into a pill.
No.
Calling it Semenox.
No, that Semenox.
I thought of this too much.
I don't think that needs to be a pill. I think there's more than enough semen that we don't need to like have a fake semen.
Well, it doesn't have to be fake semen.
Well, then why would it be in a pill?
Semen in a pill.
Then what? So semen in a pill should just be actual semen in an actual.
Because I don't want to take shots of semen to help out my depression.
You realize in order for this
like
thing to work, you need to take shots of semen. Inside of you. It's you don't really have a choice on this. I don't think it's a pill type situation.
Please make a pill.
Now, really? You're begging for a semen pill. You realize this, right?
I know. I just want commercials for Semenex.
Why? You're wasting time here.
For Semenox.
We're wasting time with all of the semen talk.
Semington.
Is that a town?
I'm trying to think of pill
names. That's probably a Canadian town.
Zyrtec. Nah. Semtech.
So this would be your reality show, just coming up with the name for semen shows. It's a bad idea.
Then they would send me somewhere to try to make it happen.
Where do they need to send you?
I don't know. They'd send me to like a lab, and what? Then I would do funny things in the lab with stuff and maybe blow something up.
No. That's not how
Or I would break
work.
Something, and then they would make that like, do-do-do-do.
Where... You've been watching a lot of reality TV, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Who doesn't?
Why? Me. I hate that
Not
shit.
You. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that is good for me.
You're better than everybody.
Better than people that watch reality television.
It's everyone, except you.
Yeah, so I'm better than everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you know there's a pole dancing magazine? Why do they need magazines for this?
That's a fair point. Continue.
It's called Vertical.
Is it a trade magazine? Like, these are the new poles in town. Here,
bi-monthly publication about the sport.
Oh, the sport.
Of pole.
The sport, you say.
See, now, that's a bad way to describe your magazine, because pole can be so many things.
Continue.
A new bi-monthly publication about the sport and performance of pole. That could, you know.
Yes.
could be wieners.
It could be wieners.
Real Poles.
It's probably not.
It could be the Polish population.
That's true. I wonder how many Polish people buy pole on accident.
Well, no, it's called vertical.
That's okay. I'm with you so far.
Their little, you know, description can mean many things.
This is interesting.
It's online, though.
It's online. Fair.
And you'll find stories like how the pole saved my life. Again, that could mean a Polish person.
That is true. It could mean a Polish person.
Or a wiener.
Or a wiener.
Or, yeah, a real stripper pole.
Okay. All of this makes sense.
I would love to know, like, our strippers and stripper fitness instructors getting this magazine. Like, oh, wow, yeah. I can relate.
I want to know. I think we should get an issue. I think it could be interesting.
Especially in the world now where, you know, food magazines and things and other more relevant magazines go under.
How it are could these be, guys? Don't judge. It could be extremely relevant.
Pole dancing?
Yes. It could be very relevant.
I mean, how much
relevant.
Can you go on that, though?
I don't know. How much could you go on the pole? That's a very funny pun. That could be in every issue.
Let's see. Oh, I'm looking at it now.
How long could you go on the pole?
Let's see. Oh, it's a lot of pole ads.
See?
For poles.
Understood. What?
Well, there's a pole convention.
Is there like an official grease for poles? Because I'm assuming these have to be maintained or else you're just going to have some weird like skin like screeching action.
Let's see. Right now, I only see... There's only ads for poles.
Okay.
As of right now.
Are there official pole dancer boots?
Oh, no.
Like wrestlers?
Any large heel.
So it's not like they have to make some with like, this is your little secret money compartment.
No, that's your G-string.
Yeah, but some are all nude.
You just tuck it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you just pick it up at the end.
Yeah, that's not as classy as a secret compartment in a boot.
I know, but how are you going to get the money?
I don't know. I'll
into
never
that
know.
Secret compartment for a boot.
It's a very great question.
We can maybe only... Vertical Magazine will cover that.
If only the scientists working on the cum makes you happy, we're working on poles and boots.
You should, you know what you should do?
What?
You should write an article for Vertical.
Nope, I won't. I wouldn't know where to start. I've never been to a strip club. Have you been to a strip club, Merle?
Yes.
Why?
It was for work.
Yep, that's not a joke. What
was
the job?
I was an intern, and I offered because they would only they had like amateur stripper night.
Okay.
At the place and
what was the place?
The radio station would promote it.
What was the place?
I forget.
Was it in the suburbs or the city?
Suburbs.
So does that mean it was all nude?
No, they kept their pants on. I believe.
So they were just topless.
Yes.
Did they serve alcohol?
No, I think you had to bring your own.
But did they sell, like, alcohol right outside?
No.
Okay, really? So was
no,
it...
you bring your own.
So it's a BYOB strip club.
Yeah, that's how they have to do it.
Because in Illinois, there's weird rules about this. This is insane. Okay.
Yeah.
How much was the cover, do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't know. Well, I got in. I just walked in.
You got in. What exactly did you do at the strip club while you were there?
One of my bosses gave me money to give to one of the strippers. And then she started touching me too much. I'm like, all right, time to go.
Were they your age?
I walk away. Probably, maybe.
You were how old at the time?
I was like 21.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Did you have anything to drink?
No, I was working.
But I mean, like you say, what does working entail?
I was promoting things. And we were with one of the DJs and he was hosting it and all that.
So do you remember what you were promoting?
Oh, the radio station.
Just like, listen to the radio station. You weren't giving away tickets or anything?
No. But, you know, we had swag and all that crap.
What kind of swag did you have?
T-shirts.
Did people want it?
Of course they do. It's free shit. At a strip club.
Yeah, that's so weird to me in every single way.
Yeah. There was some guy who was trying to hit on me.
Yeah.
But he was getting too rowdy.
Ooh.
Security took him away.
Great.
So
did you have any fun?
It was weird. No.
Would you go back?
No.
Good call. Have you been to a male strip club?
Oh, gross.
What? Wait.
They're gross.
What's more gross, a male strip club or a female strip club?
A male one.
Why?
Because they're all huge and disgusting.
The men are huge and disgusting?
Their business in your face. Blech.
Fair enough.
No thanks.
What is wrong with flapping business in faces?
I don't know. That's gross.
It is gross.
Come on.
What should the listener take away from flapping business in faces?
More support.
More support? What?
Better support there.
Oh, so you're saying like if the men had like a training bra situation.
Just something to keep, I don't know. Ugh.
Keep the
not a fan of that.
Okay.
Flopping around left and right. No,
that's not, that makes sense actually.
Let's go to the pole convention.
When do they have one?
Yeah, pole and exotic dance fitness convention. It's in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh. When is it?
June 10, 11, 12.
We might be able to do that. I have nothing scheduled.
I don't think they would let us in, though.
Why?
It's probably for, you know.
Industry folk.
Industry.
However.
Pole folk.
The pole folk. That is for Polish people.
I've never. There's going to be a lot of disappointed people at that convention.
You think so?
About Polish people.
I think there are going to be a lot of pleased people at that convention.
They're going to think it's about Polish people and wieners.
What's wrong with that? I think most Polish conventions are just that.
Where are their Polish conventions?
Poland. I was at the Polish embassy on Saturday, and I was at a...
Really?
Yeah, and it was EU Day in D.C., so like all the embassies were open that were part of the European Union. But then I was also at an event with the Polish ambassador the day before, or like the week of. It was very weird.
Wait, you were hanging out with the Polish ambassador?
I wasn't hanging out with him. We were just in the same room.
Oh, okay.
But like, we weren't like, hey, bro, your people are not awesome. No, they're fine. No, it was just weird. What?
Why didn't you talk to him?
What was it? I don't, because I was eating and drinking. I don't care. He seemed like a nice man.
Was he old?
No. I think he was middle. Middle
age. Did he look like...
No, actually, he was young, actually.
Really? Did he look like Phil, your friend Phil?
No. No, he didn't look like Phil. He looked like he could have been on a boy band like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's a good-looking dude.
Ooh.
Let me find his name for you.
Polish man.
Yeah. Very, very nice people.
Yeah, I want to look him up. I want to see this good-looking Polish man.
Polish ambassador.
Do we have a Polish embassy here? I'm sure we do.
In
Chicago is the largest concentration of Poles.
Well, if you, by the way,
outside of Poland,
if you search Polish ambassador, the first thing you come up with is Polish ambassador. Real name, David Zuglowski, is an American electronic musician from and DJ from Oakland. So not him. Polish ambassador. Washington. There we go. Yeah, he was a very nice man. And
yeah, there's a band called the Polish Ambassador.
Yep, that's him. Where the hell is it?
He's in a band.
Yeah.
He's not even the Polish Ambassador. He was in that band, and they just confused him with...
Here we go. On May 5th, 2011, the Embassy of Poland celebrated the 220th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution of May 3rd with a reception at the Smithsonian American Art Museum's Renwick Gallery. That's where I was.
Wow.
It was fun-ish.
What'd you eat? Did you eat pierogies?
Yeah, there was a lot of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, beer.
I don't know.
Pierogies. No, that's one of the pluses of dating.
Hey, was
a
that
journalist.
The guy?
I think so.
I know you're reading that, and there's that front.
Yeah, that's him, Robert Kupetsky. He seems like a nice man. Like, he would have been, he looks like...
He's got a weird haircut.
Yeah, he does. He's got a very Polish haircut.
That's really crazy.
But he's a young dude. He's like 40, I think.
It's so square.
Yeah, he's got a square haircut.
He's got a square... How do you have a square haircut?
Very easily. They lined it up.
But it's not even... Yeah, but it's weird. It just looks... I don't understand when people shave the hairline.
Just in general?
Well, I mean, the hairline's there for a reason.
Yeah, I mean...
For most people, you can follow that hairline and be pretty good.
I don't think it's that bad.
Well, I just think it's weird.
I think it's very formal.
It's very bowl-like.
It looks like a military cut.
I guess.
And that might be what he's going for.
It looks kind of crazy in the front. Like, it's like too much in the front. It's a little bulbous.
I like how that's what you're focusing on.
It's looking, it's like very, did he have curly hair?
Did he have curly hair?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Well, it looks very curly. It looks like he painted his head.
If you go to the Facebook page, you get a better view of it.
Oh, I see.
It's the links right there.
Photo album. Oh, are you in it?
I'm looking right now. I haven't looked through this yet.
Tag you. You should tag yourself if you're in it.
I probably won't. No, is he... Is that what? Nothing is more exciting for audio than someone going through pictures. A Facebook album photo
yep.
thing.
It's a lot of old white men.
Yeah, well, it's Poland.
I guess old Polish men.
There's some Asian women I just saw.
Was there any, like, really bleached blonde, stereotypical Polish people there?
A few. Very weird crowd, because I'm not from Poland. And I was, like, one of two people not wearing a suit coat, which is very weird, because I'm usually not underdressed.
Yeah, you wear suit coats to... I can't think of a funny joke.
There you go. So I wear suit coats a lot.
You wear suit coats to things that don't require
suit
coats.
Oh, shit, there is one of me and Kelsey.
Oh, tag yourself.
No.
I'm Why not?
Into it. No.
This is actually the place you should.
No. You can tell I'm in a gray sweater, everybody. That's me. Yeah, our friend is working for the Polish embassy. She's a great woman, and it was a very fun, nice
event. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, did you see it?
You're not underdressed. You're wearing a tie.
I'm wearing a tie. I actually knew I was going to this thing, so I wore my red tie.
Why do you look like you're about to poop yourself or something?
Thank you. That's what I was going.
You look a little, you got poopy face.
I look like I was about to laugh.
You got a little like,
Thank you. That was very kind of you.
It's the sound effect.
Well, you just said I look literally like shit, so that's very...
Well, no, like you're gonna shit.
That's how I look when I'm going to shit. I laugh and I put on a tie.
You have, like, this look of, like, you really have to go, but... And you feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
And you're about to poop.
Thank you. Well, that's a good way to wrap the show. Merle, got anything to plug?
I think you should tag yourself.
No, I'm not going to.
Because in the world of Facebook pictures, this is the most good one you could actually tag yourself
Why?
For.
Because I'm at the Polish embassy?
Yeah.
No. I'm not knocking the Polish embassy, but I mean, that's what's going to get me a late night talk show. Me at the Polish embassy.
Well, hey. It'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how people...
At embassies.
That's how people judge things. Ooh, embassies!
I would assume that's how they do in Washington.
If you're decent with Google and you live in D.C. for more than a week, you can pretty much get into anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. It's just there's events every night somewhere.
Can if I visit, can we go to embassies?
Yeah. If you give me like a month warning and you're like,
I want to be a lady about embassies.
What does that even mean?
Well, I was going to say a lady about town, but I'm going to be a lady about embassies.
Yeah, sure. Whatever that means, we'll do that.
Just go around embassies.
Yeah, this place is across the street from the White House.
Oh.
The Renwick Gallery.
Is it really far, the street to the White House?
Like, from where I live?
No. Like, when you stand in front of the White House, is it, like, a really
Oh, okay. It's
space
like...
Space in between?
Yeah.
I always wonder about that.
You know where the L stop is? Like, the bus stop for, like, the Brown Line in Western is for you?
Yeah.
It's, like, that far from your apartment. From the room you're in now, you could, like, see that bus stop if the building wasn't there. That's how far it is. So it's probably, like...
Oh, that's not that far.
Maybe 100 yards? Maybe.
That's not far at all. I would think it'd be much farther away.
I'm talking... This is the back view of it, or the front view. I don't know. It's the view that you get from the television and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, 100 yards. Like, wow. That's where people were celebrating... After Bin Laden was killed. Like, it's like 100 yards away.
Which, by the way...
That's so fucking weird. I know. We'll talk about that next time. You got anything to plug?
Did you go outside and...
Fuck
and
no, I stayed in.
You should have gone outside and then gotten a ghetto blaster.
That was...
And played Everybody Dance Now.
Play MIA just...
No, I'm thinking more like Jock Jams.
I would have liked MIA just for ironic reasons. Oh... That was the first night Kelsey and I didn't drink in, like, weeks because of the engagement and all that shit, so... It was nice to not have to go out, and then all of a sudden, Bin Laden's dead. Oh, Alpha.
And are people calling you? Well, let's go out and party.
No. I only knew two people that went, and they both went to cover it.
Okay.
No one was like, party time! It's like, no. No, Fritz sent me a message like, hey, go down there with the You, Me, Them, Everybody sign. Nope. That wasn't going to happen.
No, because then we would be associated with those hooligans.
Oh, they are hooligans. But it was a weird night, and whatever. It doesn't really matter. And on that positive note, let's close this. Merle, you got anything to plug?
No.
Okay, fantastic. This Saturday in New York City at Pete's Candy Store, I will be there doing You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Who are our guests? Our guests are Chris Neary, who works on Freakonomics Radio, soon to be on air in addition to being a podcast. We have comedy from Jenna Friedman, former Chicagoan, and a special set from Lawrence and Lee. On Monday night in Washington, D.C., we have probably the best live show lineup we've had in D.C. ever, maybe. We have Amanda it's a very, very good lineup. We have Amanda Hess from TBD, comedian Sarah Donnelly, and a special set from The Sweater Set, who I've been wanting to see for a very long time now, so I'm extremely excited about that.
Don't deny yourself.
What?
This won't be the greatest
guest
list.
Why?
No, because you're just saying, you're like, maybe it is.
Oh, no. In terms of, like, people not knowing, or just, like, going into it, people know these people. That's it. Not like the guests are going to be great or bad, they just are. And then on Monday, May 30th, we need you to come out for this if you're in D.C. Memorial Day show with Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered, NPR. Meaning Michael Foody and special sets from Daniel Knox and Judson Claiborne. Daniel Knox is coming to D.C., so support him. At the Brain this week, we have...
Candy Town,
and then President Turtle. And
it's literally not a town of candy.
But it sounds like it. Maybe.
Although I wish they would bring candy.
They should, don't they? They don't bring candy to the show?
No, that's not the theme at all.
No, but they should still bring candy to the show.
It's not like Candy Town is a Chutes and a Candyland themed.
I know, but they should still bring like a bag of Tootsie Rolls or something. It's like $2.
Ah, I hate Tootsie Rolls.
Fair enough. Merle hates
Don't bring anything if you're bringing Tootsie Rolls.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you're just streaming it, please subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes. That would be very, very, very helpful. So do that. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Merle?
Well, then you don't have to think about it.
Exactly. It will just be
just
there
shows up.
For you. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.